defeated the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash!
I put a spell on you.
Oh, that is that famous Michael Jackson thriller. When our third daughter was little, she didn't like to listen to that song because there's a piece in there where Vincent Price would do that little kind of talking, and then he'd laugh. It scared her. She goes, I don't like that song.
One of the best-selling albums, I believe, of all time.
Thriller was?
Yeah.
Do you remember how amazing that video was when it came out?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fabulous. It was a
The dance. Yeah.
Michael Jackson turns into a werewolf.
Yep.
Oh, that was good. I love the 80s so much. So we thought we'd just spend a few more minutes talking about Halloween because why not? You know, I was doing a little reading and we talked earlier this year about doing dual duty with costumes.
Right.
But you know what I got to thinking? There is absolutely no reason why your kids can't go trick-or-treating in exactly the same costume and be the exact same character.
Sure.
Could you imagine walking up to a door and them knocking and having your kid, you know, your daughter holding like little chocolate eyeballs on a tray and say, I'm St. Lucy.
Yes.
I mean,
Who are you? Who are you, little girl? Yes.
I'm St. Lucy.
I'm St. Lucy.
Yeah, that's right. Or,
that's cool.
You know, dress up as a knight and be, I'm St. Michael and
sure.
be proud. So
absolutely.
I must say, though, the good deacon and I, we don't have such lofty aspirations for our costumes, so we are attending a Halloween costume. Now, it was supposed to be a surprise, and then, David, I found out yesterday, the surprise totally blown.
Oh,
everybody
no.
knows what's going on. So here's what's happening. We have good friends who are hosting the party.
Yeah.
Their son is going into Marine Basic.
Oh, okay.
Coming up in December. So they wanted to have kind of a party where everybody would get together.
Mm-hmm.
And this particular son started calling me and another couple that kind of makes the group the Bacons. Because Aiken and their last name is Bate.
Gotcha.
So together we were the Bacons.
Bacons, I like that.
Right? And
yeah.
we laughed so hard. This is recent. So Scott, the good deacon, and our friend, Paul, coming as Bacon.
Yeah. I love that.
Is that fantastic? And
yeah.
then I have a shirt, and his wife had a shirt that's going to say, I love Bacon.
I love Bacon.
I mean, it's not real creative on our part.
Ah, I like that. That's
but
very good.
Yeah. So anyways, it turns out I found out yesterday the Bacon costumes came in, and then the couple that's hosting the party happened to stop over at their house, and they didn't hide the costumes. And they're what are you going to be, Bacon? Of course, our friend Paul blamed it on the dog.
Sure. Yeah.
He said, she dragged
dog.
Them out of the hiding place.
That's right.
So,
she found it. So
anyway, so we're going as Bacon for
I
Halloween.
I like that. Halloween's always a good time for me color-wise because I have a lot of Oregon State gear, which is orange and black. So I can always just throw on a jersey or something, and I fit right in with the color scheme. So it makes it easy. But do want to remind people, too, it is going to be a nice evening out there, hopefully, judging by the forecast. So please be careful if you're out driving around Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening, because I'm sure there will be some trick-or-treaters out there. So always want to be very cognizant of that fact if you're driving around through the neighborhoods, if it gets dark out, and, you know, just want to be extra careful. And if you are out there trick-or-treating, if you're a parent out there too, it's always nice to have like a little flashlight or something that
Absolutely.
Reflects that so they can see you as you're walking around. I know when our daughters were little, we always used to do that, have a little flashlight with us to make sure that people could see particularly if you're crossing the street or doing
right.
something like that. So always want to do safety first.
Oh, we used to have to go around and find flashlights because the kids would fight over who got to hold the flashlight. So then it just got to be everybody gets a flashlight.
Right.
So we hope you have a wonderful weekend and hope that you have a blessed and safe Halloween. We hope you enjoy today's Second Cup.